This week, our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, focuses on issues in our communities. If you've lived in Massachusetts long enough, you know how one cold winter can break your family's budget. So there was hope last August when Governor Patrick signed a clean energy bill that will also protect ratepayers. But that's not enough for some residents. They want more control over the utility company. WGBH Radio's Anne Mostu has our story.
Remember this sound from the Halloween snowstorm a year ago? Chainsaws, maybe in your neighborhood, working nonstop to clear trees that took down power lines across Massachusetts. Last October, 650,000 customers were left in the dark. For perspective, imagine the population of 22 Foxboroughs. In the one Foxborough that matters, the storm's aftermath ignited anger in townspeople.
It's freezing. We have no hot water, obviously, because everything is electric.
We just put on extra flannels, sweaters, long-sleeve shirts, whatever you can find.
We feel like we're the poor little kids on the block. The electric company seems to get to us last.
What makes situations like this highly emotional is the love-hate relationship residents have with their power company. When it works, no one complains. When it doesn't, patience runs out fast. Storms of this magnitude lead to press conferences, hearings, investigations, and in some cases, calls for competition with power giants NSTAR and National Grid. Case in point, Mansfield. As Foxborough sat in the dark for days, waiting for National Grid, power was restored in Mansfield within hours.
Folks that work on the lines, they're on call. And when you live in town, your ability to respond directly to a problem is pretty immediate.
Gary Babin is director of Mansfield Municipal Electric Department. Since 1903, the town has distributed electricity through power lines and substations it owns. In Mansfield, the electric company vehicles are as ubiquitous as the police cars and fire trucks.
We do the operations, maintain the lines, we do the customer service, we do the billing and collection, we do the engineering.
They even hang Christmas lights in the center of town. Babin says his team of 22 employees knows every little corner of Mansfield, which makes a difference, both with preventative maintenance and storm response.
They know the system so well that they can often anticipate problems that occur in the field. It seems to me that the biggest thing that separates us from larger investor-owned utilities is the level of connection that we have with the residents. Their ability to get problems resolved in an expeditious manner and not get caught in a bureaucratic type situation where it's difficult to find the right person that can solve their problem.
Here's how it works. Mansfield is connected to the regional New England electricity grid and purchases power from it and from power plants connected to the grid. Depending on the price of energy in the open market, residents of Mansfield pay anywhere from 10 to 20% less than customers of NSTAR, National Grid, or other utilities. That, combined with the customer service complaints, has prompted many people across the state to ask, why don't we have our own municipal electric company?
There's a provision in law that dates to 1920 that basically gives the investor-owned utilities veto power over whether or not they will sell the facilities. And no matter what communities have tried, they've said no.
Democratic State Representative Jay Kaufman of Lexington has been trying to change the law for a decade, filing bill after bill on behalf of constituents. But they've gone nowhere. Of the state's 351 cities and towns, there are just 41 municipal electric companies in Massachusetts. No new municipal electric company has formed since 1926.
Public interest has remained fairly strong, but the official interest, that is the interest on the part of town officials, has been decreasing significantly. The town manager is not particularly interested. The current DPW head is not particularly interested. As I understand it, their concerns are that the purchase price would be so high that it's very questionable how quickly we would get a return on our investments. And they have become more sensitive to and nervous about what it takes to manage a utility of this sort.
Some Lexington residents are interested in competing with the big utilities. Paul Chernick heads the town's Electric Utility Committee.
One of the things we've talked about with Concord, which has a municipal utility, is that Lexington and perhaps also Lincoln and Bedford would form our own municipal utilities. We'd own our own property, but perhaps we would have a common set of trucks and employees and so on be managed initially by the Concord utility, which has a lot of experience and is apparently very efficiently run.
Chernick says he's dissatisfied with the service he receives from NSTAR. If you're a major power company, you've heard these complaints before, especially after major storms. While NSTAR declined to comment, National Grid issued a statement pointing out their value to customers and a promise to improve its services. But that isn't enough for Lexington State Rep. Kaufman, who may file another bill in the next session. In the meantime, the idea of a municipal utility has become a topic of debate in various town elections. Kaufman says it's about service, but it's also about reducing the power of the state's major utilities.
As a customer of electric services, I'd love there to be at least the option for some competition so that I know I'm getting the best services I can get at the best possible price. That one of the problems with any monopoly is you just don't know that. And if there's something wrong with state law that's keeping us from knowing that, let's change the law.
And if that doesn't work, just wait for the next storm and hope for the best. Ann Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Our focus on energy continues today at noon on Boston Public Radio. Then tomorrow at this time, we turn to immigration. This election year, immigrants in Massachusetts feel either excitement or fear. That story is part of our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, now through Election Day on WGBH Radio and online at wgbhnews.org.